Patrick's still gone.
Let's call it a twofer.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Patrick, last I saw him, he's in Germany somewhere, eating bratwurst.
In Europia.
Yeah, he's still traveling through Europia.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Glad to be his default replacement. This is what we call affirmative action.
Yeah, he's the only other guy that has Disney Plus.
Yeah, to be fair. I'll take it.
So, yeah, speaking of Disney Plus, the Mandalorian, they pushed their episode out earlier.
They did. I was surprised. Like, you asked me to do an episode today. I'm like, we just did one.
Yeah, it seems like we just did. But they wanted to avoid putting it out on the same date as Rise of Skywalker. If you were conflicted on what to watch, because Mandalorian has been killing downloads. It's already past Stranger Things.
Oh, really?
And, oh, yeah. It's smoking. And I can see why.
Yeah, it's an awesome show. And I've heard the early reviews come in for Rise of the Skywalker. Have you seen them yet?
I heard a couple of reviews. They said that it tied it up really nice.
Really? That's not what I've heard.
Oh, and they kept it open for the new characters?
I saw the current rating is around 50%. Yeah.
From audience or from...
From critic score. The audience, there's not going to be...
Screw the critics.
It's not going to be an idiots. Audience score until...
Every one of you critics, you suck.
Did you see the audience score for Batman vs. Superman?
No.
I don't know if I... this is like above like a 70 or 80.
I liked Batman vs. Superman.
No, this is where we differ.
I also like Green Lantern, so...
Okay, Green Lantern isn't as bad as everyone says it is.
If they'd used a different villain, I think it would have been better. I don't like Parallax.
No. Or the big giant fart cloud.
Yeah, even that version of Parallax sucked.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. We're here to talk about
And
Star Wars.
Yeah, and to get into the mindset of the Mandalorian, I just came back from a hike. To truly get into the mindset of what is it like to hike with this kid. And I want to call this episode...
So Danny was your kid?
Yeah, Danny was my child. He was the child.
He was the asset.
Yeah. I like to call this episode Star Wars Infinity War. Because it's essentially getting the old, like, everyone's coming together at the end.
Yeah, by the way, you're going to get spoilers if you watch this.
Yeah.
If you don't want spoilers, it says it in the title.
Yeah, spoilers. I'm going to give you the spoiler warning right now. I'm saying spoiler again. I'm going to say it a third time. Spoiler. We get a kind of a bummer ending when the Ugnaught dies.
Oh, man. That ending. Well, he broke radio silence. It's his fault.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Well, to be fair, nobody gave him the direction to not give him radio silence. Mando wasn't like, don't radio.
Common sense, dude. That place was crawling with freaking stormtroopers.
Yeah, well, to be fair, the Ugnaught didn't know.
No, the Ugnaught didn't answer. He was just on his blarg trying to get... Those blurgs.
Blurgs? I think
they remind me of, you know, those blow-up T-Rexes people run around in? It looks like one of those, man. Obviously, they're not faster than speeder bikes.
No, they're not. I can look at it. I'm like, oh, he's not going to make it. To be fair, like, how long did it take them to get to the town? It took them about a... They were there overnight, but they camped out overnight. They were there until nighttime, and then they showed up somewhere in the afternoon.
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, if that thing's trucking, it moved pretty quickly.
Not quick enough.
not nearly quick enough as it needed to be.
He was within sight.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll start at the beginning of the episode, because if you haven't watched it, you're probably lost on what we're talking about.
Yeah. So it starts out with the Mando getting a call from Carl Weathers. Calling Carl Weathers.
Yeah.
He's saying, hey, Mando, the Imperial guy that you didn't kill last time, he has more stormtroopers now. The entire place is run over with stormtroopers. It's basically an Imperial city now. I have this plan. If you come in, we'll kill the Imperial guy. They'll all scatter, and then you'll be free of, you know, the debt you have to pay. You can live your life with a child, this and that, right? And so the Mando gets the idea of, like, I don't totally trust this guy.
Yeah. That's the first thing I thought. When he said, well, we're overrun. Come kill this guy so they'll leave and the bounty hunter deal can start working again. I was like, you're lying.
Yeah, you're lying to me right now.
Yeah, I'd have been like, delete.
Yeah.
Screw you, Greek.
No. And then he gets the gang back together. He gets the shock trooper.
Avengers Assemble.
Avengers Assemble. We got the shock trooper. We got the Ugnaught. I was really upset we didn't get the farm widow.
She probably would have been a pretty good asset.
She's a great asset.
She got some firing skills. Yeah. She dead shot.
Could you imagine they're about to be overrun and then just from far away go, where's this coming from? And it's just like the widow, like 2 miles away, like on a like a sharpshooter. That'd have been awesome.
It'd be like Navy SEALs. Hey, God, we need some help.
So she doesn't make an appearance with the Ugnaught and the shark trooper.
Like everybody else, all these people that people were complaining about, like, oh, why'd they have this? Well, they start pulling those people back in. Because, like you said, they had Grief Karga. They pulled in Cara Dune, the shock trooper, Quill, the Ugnaught. The only one you didn't see were more Jawas, but they didn't mention them.
No. They have a peace agreement at the end.
Yeah.
They brought them the egg.
Dog! Yeah, that was... Am I the only one who thought that they were going to hatch the egg?
I thought so, too.
Nope.
No, it was dinner.
It was like Cadbury's.
It was a really Cadbury's, like, creamy in the center, too. Also, we actually get the second usage of Baby Yoda's Force power. I believe that was the second time.
Well,
because they haven't done it since the second one with the Mudhorn, the second episode.
Right,
that and they were saying sense.
Now it makes sense too now because when Mando got hurt fighting the Mudhorn, he was trying to reach up and touch him. Now you know he was trying to use his healing touch.
That's right. Oh, that's the third time we see him use his force powers. The second time is when he's choking out the shock trooper.
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, they assemble everybody. They get on the Razor Crest and they're going to go and meet Grief Karga and hopefully get this target taken off their back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess it's a long trip.
Yeah, and downtime, hanging out.
In the back of the Winnebago.
Yeah, yeah, this arm wrestling.
And she in real life, she was an MMA fighter.
Yeah, you can tell.
And you see her fight earlier in
the episode. Yeah, she's having the Bulgarian bull rope match.
Yeah. With that guy. With that Zabrak.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing that Darth Maul and his brother were.
Really?
Yeah, he was just untattooed. That they're not born with those collarings. Yeah. They get them tattooed.
Okay.
So that's the same species.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Zabraks are typically pretty strong in the Force. Obviously, that one...
That one's not.
No, he was...
Maybe he's a late bloomer. Yeah. We're all late bloomers.
Anyway, she whooped him.
She kicked his ass.
But she's a badass anyway. Mm-hmm. They get their arm wrestling, and little Yodes happens to look up, and they're crap-talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he thinks that she's hurting him.
Because she's winning on him.
He just pulls out that little hand.
He's going like this, and then she's like...
She drops and...
Oh, like choking.
Darth Vader choked him.
Yeah, yeah. And then...
Force choke.
Mando's like, I don't get it. Oh!
What the... Hey!
No. Starts shaking the baby.
No. Spraying with a water bottle. Yes. Bad Yoda, bad.
Quit choking.
Shake a can of chain, Daddy. No!
So that's the second time we ever see him use his Force power since the second episode. He's choking somebody out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
And that's I've never seen.
I don't think you've seen any of the good guys. Really, the only one you've seen is Darth.
Any Darth, even Anakin when he's Vadering.
Well, pre-suit. Darth.
I'm saying pre-suit.
Yeah,
like when he choke up
when he still had all his limbs.
Yeah, or 3/4 of the limbs. Now he just has no limbs. I was genuinely surprised to see. Well, he's Force sensitive. He gets the Force. There's no light side or dark side with this kid yet. He doesn't know.
It's all instinctive.
Like, yeah. I can do this.
Hey, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, that's a surprise he didn't snap her neck.
Yeah. She's strong enough, just not strong enough to fight a baby Yoda.
Yeah. I wouldn't go up against him.
Yeah, no. And then later on, they...
Nothing worse than getting beat up by a little cute
kid. Yeah, that... And you die and
you just go to, stand on your chest. He's like,
you die and go to Force Heaven. Like, how'd you die? I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
It was an accident.
I shot myself. And then later on, they finally meet up with Carl Weathers and his police or his security detail. I'm gonna like you can't have convinced me otherwise.
Chubbs from Happy Madison or Happy Gilmore.
And then his security detail, and so like, okay, the sun's getting real low, big guy. We're gonna camp out here. They're camping. They're kind of going over the plan, and then this—the
flying thing. They've had a couple that might be either pterosaurs or Rimley. I can't remember the name of the other one, but it looked more like pterosaurs. Yeah, they just like pterodactyls just swooped in,
descend upon them.
It's at night. You don't see them until they're right there
because all you have is just the glow of the fire that kind of had going on, and then it just descends upon them and carries one of the blurgs just away.
I think it got two of them. It got total.
Oh, that's right, because there were three. Yeah. And they carried two of them away, one of the security detail.
And one or two of his men.
One or two, I think just the one.
He tried to carry Mando away, but he burned him.
I'm not going to lie, that flame flower is good for almost nothing. Unless you're a droid, it doesn't do anything to you.
Unless the flashlight batteries are dead. You're like, yeah. You see something? Oh, here you go.
And then so eventually it gets to Chubbs. It scratches his arm. Like real bad, like it's yeah. And they're poisonous. And
obviously they're poisonous because it's spreading quick.
It's spreading quickly. Like, oh, they don't have a med pack. No, we don't know what a med pack is. We're tough guys.
Yeah, well, no, bounty hunters don't use med packs. Yeah, the bounty hunter's gonna die.
Yeah. And it's like, well, geez. And then Baby Yoda's like,
oh yeah, he was already writing his last will. He's like, yeah. Oh, it's okay. I'm
oh, that's that hilarious joke because earlier they're saying that like you know the Ugna Quill is feeding Baby Yoda some meat. And Chubbs goes like,
he's trying to eat me.
Yeah, like Chubbs goes, he's like, oh, he's a carnivore. And then later, he's like, get away from me. He's going to eat me.
Yeah, and he just puts his little hand on there and boom.
Cleans the wound. Like the wound is like gone.
And you notice he didn't pass out. He just sat down.
Yeah, he just goes like.
Because when he gets the mudhorn,
he passed out.
For like a day.
Well, like lifting a mudhorn is probably slight. Would it be harder than curing poison?
I don't know. My force powers aren't that strong.
Yeah, the force leech, is that a thing?
I don't know.
It's a Yoda species. I'm pretty sure they're powerful, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So this is another power at least I haven't seen before. The Force Leech.
You just made that up?
I made it now. Force
Trademark.
Leech. Trademark. Don't steal it, Disney.
Yeah, but it's his.
I expect the royalties coming in soon.
So, yeah, he saved him. The next day they get up. Mm-hmm. They're going to go meet or go into the city. Mm-hmm. And that's when Carl Weathers had a – and we were right all along – He was going to double cross him,
but then he had a change of heart
because little Yoda saved his life. Because
he's so damn cute.
Yeah, so he turned and fired on the other two guys.
Yep. Then he's saying like,
"Change of plans.
I was going to screw you over. Now we're going to do the same plan earlier, with just two less guys now.
I was going to screw you over. Here, put on these handcuffs so I can take you. Yeah. Wait a second.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. I'm like, hey, well, yeah.
And he did it.
Yeah, I know. I'm like. I don't know, Mando. You're looking a little dumb in this episode, but I guess from that last episode of episode 6, he looks pretty skilled. I wasn't that worried when he was in the handcuffs.
Maybe he's just tired of running. He's one way or another, we're going to end it.
Yeah, screw it, whatever. But
he was only supposed to be, you know, the dude who paid for Yoda,
and then
he said four.
He said four stormtroopers.
He walks around with a fire team of four. Dude, no.
Comes into town, no.
It's crawling with freaking Imperial Stormtroopers. And Biker Scouts, obviously.
Yeah, Biker Scouts. And then, so, fast forward to, they finally get to the Imperial guy. And then...
Werner Herzog. Dude, I love that guy's voice.
Oh, he's awesome. We're not going to hear anymore.
Unless he's a Force ghost, too. Wait, no, he wasn't in the Force. Yeah, no. He's just dead.
Yeah, he's just straight up dead. Most people, so is the Ugnaught. We should have, like, an in-memorance at the end. Like, I will remember...
of all the people who died. That would be a Sarah McLachlan giveaway. Yeah. Send off on those guys.
And so they meet up the guy in the little cantina area. And Carl Weathers goes like, I have the Mando. I have the child. And everything's all good. And he goes, yeah. Sit down. You want a drink? Yeah, I'd love a drink.
But he said it more ominously.
He was like
slow
down. And what was it? A libation is required.
Yeah, what a drink.
Yeah. A libation is required for your delivery of the Mando and the child. And he goes... I would be obliged.
You don't tell him no.
No, I wouldn't say no.
He scares me into drinking whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, I've been sober for 12 years. I'll be like, yeah, Bruce, sure. Serve me up. I just wanted a man that would be mad that a droid was serving drinks. They even call him out a bunch in this episode. Like, dude, what is up with you and droids?
Yeah, we forgot about IG-11.
Oh, IG-11, yeah. The Ugnaught reprograms him.
Quill, I guess after Mando, you know, shot the IG-11 and kept it from taking Yoda.
Yeah.
Baby Yoda. Ugnaught, dude, this dude can fix anything. He's like Mr. Yeah. Fix It. The guy is freaking incredible.
He has earned the right to say, I have spoken.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he took the Ugnaught. Of all the shit that was laying around there, he grabbed the Ugnaught.
Or the, you mean the...
Not the big gun or any of the other stuff.
Oh, true.
He's you know what would be nice? This Ugnaught that is completely trashed.
You mean the IG?
Yeah, the IG-11.
Yeah, the IG-11. The
Ugnaught was going to grab
He's
that.
He's the Ugnaught.
Yeah.
He's the Ugnaught grabbing the IG-11. Hey, it's... I don't know. I think the assassin droid might be a little bit more useful. Maybe he's lonely.
Well, there was a little hint in there, if you caught it, when he was saying he's no longer hunts. He said, but he will protect.
He could still be a badass.
And he's going to look outside the back of the ship and see, because he was within sight of
the
ship.
Yeah, he's in, like, the ship door was open. The hangar door was, like, open. The ramp was open and it was down.
Yeah, and you see the blurg laying there, and then, you know, Quill, the Ugnaught, has, you know, been thrown from it a little farther away. Mm-hmm. He appears to be dead.
Pretty sure he's Aunt Beruing and Uncle Owen. He's steaming from the back.
I'm pretty sure IG-11 is going to see that because he basically brought him back from nothing, mm-hmm. reprogrammed him, and had to teach him how to do everything again.
He essentially raised him because he had to learn everything from scratch.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Right? That whole flashback, I didn't need it.
teaching the Ugna how to walk, or the IG-11 how to walk again. And
how to serve tea properly and how to drop boxes.
Yeah, without smashing lizards.
I didn't notice a lizard the first time.
I didn't notice it either.
Did he smash a lizard? I just remember he just dropped it.
I don't know. Now I've got to go back and see.
I kind of want to watch it. See, it's replayability. The Mandalorian inspires replayability.
I'm wondering if if his protection scheme is going to kick in. And he's going, oh, I'm supposed to protect that guy that's dead. I need to go out.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go out and shoot the nearest two white things I can find to see all these stormtroopers. Like, great.
Yeah. And IG-11s are the whole IG droid series, that's all they are, assassin droids.
They're just assassin droids, unless they get pinned down and they just explode. Well, he's going to explode. He's going to explode in the last episode.
He might. Maybe that's his protection thing.
He's just going to explode?
Yeah.
I'm calling it now. He's going to be pinned down by all the stormtroopers. He's going to be shooting at him, da 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 da. And then he's going to go like, I got to
go. You know what? I can't win. Self-destruct.
Self-destruct. Boom. All right, cool. Thanks, IG-11.
So anyway, yeah, they swoop in and grab little baby Yoda mm-hmm. and drive back toward the city. But while they're in the city, the Werner Herzog, the Imperial dude, gets an important call. Important enough for him to stop what he's doing. He's like, yeah. Hold on. I got to take this. And it was Moff Gideon, who is Gus Fring. Giancarlo Esposito. And I looked up, he is the dude from... that Spike Lee movie. Do the Right Thing.
Is he?
He's bugging out. He's okay. Bugging out. Because I kept thinking, I'm pretty sure it's him, but I looked it up on IMDb. It is.
Okay.
He looks completely different. But I wanted to see him go into town and do a bugging out. Why are you in my city? Why are you on my side of the street?
But so he's just kind of like Looney Tunes out of the thing.
See Radio Raheem behind him? This is my music.
Love. Hate. Oh, that'd be so great if the Mando just had like the love and hate kind of knuckle rings.
Well, we haven't seen his hands.
True, he might.
He might have money there.
That's awesome. And so the Imperial fellow, what's his name again?
The Werner Herzog character?
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is.
Have they given it? They call him the imp, or is that
the client.
Just to call him the client?
Yeah.
So the client, he's like, okay, I'm going to take this phone call. And he goes like, oh, yeah, I have the package, but it's sleeping. He goes, you might want to check again. Does this. Just death troopers just shoot the hell out of the glass. Kill him.
The whole cantina is just lit up with lasers.
I think all the stormtroopers in the building are dead, too.
Oh, yeah. The only ones that lived were... Basically, the Mando, Cara Dune, and Greef Karga.
Yes.
The rest of those people
are dead.
Wasted.
Yeah. And then so you have, like, what was it, like five or six death troopers kind of lined up?
When they looked out the window and I saw the black, I was like, that's not good. Because the death troopers are always loyal to the Moffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing Grand Moff Tarkin's dead now or gone. And Moff Gideon must have taken over and now they're loyal to him.
I think so.
And their death troopers are bad news.
They're bad news. And what's also bad news is those six rollers that just rolled up and like a clown car, like all these stormtroopers just started pouring out. It's not a good look.
Saving Private Ryan when they were storming the beach. They just keep piling out. Yeah. And
you think they're going to stop coming out? They don't. They keep coming out. It's like the beginning of American Gangster.
I think it's the one.
Or Gangs in New York.
Gangs
in New York. Yeah. Like, that's what it looked like. I'm like, holy crap.
They just kept coming and coming.
Yeah.
And then the badass TIE fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That was so awesome.
It came in, has foldable wings, mm-hmm. landed, and that's when Moff Gideon.
Buy it now at Toys R Us.
Toys R Us closed.
I was going to say, any toy store, you can buy the foldable TIE fighter.
You picked the wrong toy store.
I'm sorry, the first.
What is a big toy store now? KB's closed.
That closed toy store. Target.
It's not really a toy store, but
that's
yeah,
the closest thing you're gonna get.
Walmart. I get my stuff on Amazon.
But no, that was a real. We haven't seen a TIE fighter in the whole series just yet because we haven't had a lot of Imperial presence in the whole show.
No, and the way like I said, the wings folded down in half. It didn't show him. It showed him come up through the center, but it didn't show how he got down from there. Like, is there a ladder?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, there's the hatch on the top that he has to, like,
hold his hand, help him down.
They have to slide down, like, whee!
Was it like an airport where you take the little planes, they have to roll the steps out?
Or, like, he pulls up, like, the inflatable slide after a crash landing and just, like, slides down. Slide. Yeah. I don't know, because they just cut and he's just standing there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to know how he got down there.
Yeah, but he's pretty scary. Mm-hmm. And he basically tells them, hey, you got something I want? You don't know how bad I want this.
You don't know what it is. You don't comprehend it. I'm like, now I want to know what is up with the Baby Yoda thing.
Well, when Quill looked at it, because they gave a little bit of his backstory, he worked for the Empire for 3 human lifespans.
Which is a long while.
Yeah, and I guess he worked somewhere in the cloning area. Because he looked at him, he's like, doesn't appear to be a clone. He hasn't been, you know, his aging has been engineered, and he looks awfully wrinkly to have been.
Yeah, he calls it ugly. Yeah. It's too ugly.
Too ugly.
Call Baby Yoda too ugly.
So, I don't know if that's 100% sure he's not a clone. I'm still standing by the fact that I think Yoda and Yaddle had a little fling, and that's why she left the council.
Call it Yeedle.
Because she was pregnant and had to leave. Because in that day and time, they didn't allow you to be pregnant on the council.
They did not. So they only had one woman on the council. I don't think they had a second.
On the Jedi Council, I'm not sure. There were different people on it at different times. Yeah, no, there was because I'm just watching Clone Wars, too. There's one that was a master. I can't remember her name.
But was she on the council? Because Anakin was a master, but he wasn't on the council.
I'm pretty sure she was. She's the one who's got the dots on her chin.
Okay.
So, I don't know. But, you know, Jedis weren't supposed to have any romantic relationships.
I think almost all of them threw it out
the window. So, you know, politicians.
Yeah.
The rules don't apply.
Yeah, no. I order you.
Mess around, I did.
Was college.
Child support, I pay. Yeah, so we don't know. That's the only two that we know of, Yoda and Yaddle, or Yaddle, or how you pronounce it. We don't even know the name of the species. We also don't know at the end of, what was it, episode 5, when they killed Felix Shand, the boots that walked up.
Was it the Moff?
I don't know, because when he walked this time, I didn't hear the spur jingle. Because when he was walking up to her...
Oh, was there a spur jingle?
Yeah, you heard that spur jingle that they gave to Boba Fett. That's what everybody lost their minds. Like, oh my God, it's Boba Fett.
He's dead.
So far, he's still dead in canon. So, I really hope it's not Boba Fett.
I hope so, too.
That'd be cheesy.
Because so far, this show hasn't been too fan service-y. Not overtly. Not Easter eggs, but not like overtly like fan service-y, like Solo.
Yeah, have we seen any named characters from any of the other stuff so far? They've mentioned like the Hutts and you see.
None of them are, because they're all species. They're all just like nobody named.
I don't remember hearing any major character that I would recognize.
They didn't even mention the emperor of their famed empire.
Yeah. I don't recall any of those. And I kind of like that. They're building their own
like self-contained.
Yes.
Thing. We'll see how the second season, because you said last time that they're recording season 2 right now.
They are.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of them smelling their own farts cinematically is what I call it.
Well, Jon Favreau usually is pretty good in a lot of his stuff. In fact, I think this episode is the second one that Deborah Chow directed.
Okay.
So she's had probably the two best episodes out of the series so far.
This is a good one.
And
What was the first one?
Oh, she did the... I just remember seeing her name after, and I was like, oh, yeah, she's pretty good. That's the first time I'd heard of her. Then her name was after this one, too, and I'm like, oh, there's
Well, all the episodes have been like pretty damn solid, so it's hard to pinpoint.
Well, then you got the hipsters. Episodes 5 and 6 weren't that good. They were just filler. Shut up.
Are you making fun of me because I said that last night? I said episode 5 wasn't that great.
If you fit in that category. No, but I mean, online, a lot of people are crying saying it was filler. But now that they went back and they tied those back in, people are not as loud about being not liking him.
Yeah, it'd have been cool if. Who was the assassin they were trying to bring in? What was her name again?
The assassin?
Yeah, from episode 5. That
Oh, Felix Shand?
Yeah. It'd have been cool if she stayed alive.
The voice of Mulan?
Yeah.
Well, she got gut shot. We don't know if she... You know how that thing is. Unless they're buried, they're not 100% sure they're dead.
Or skeletons.
Yeah.
Shout out to my aunt and uncle. Aunt Beru. Miss you.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Uncle Owen.
Yeah, I felt like Ming-Na Wen is... there's been a lot of big names in the series, too. Mm. And that woman never ages. She's like the female version of Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
she just does not get older. I would like to see... Her character was really good. Killed him off. But, I don't know, maybe an Ugnaught will find her and
reprogram her. Carrying boxes.
Teach her how to walk.
Moving butter.
Teach her how to make tea.
Yeah.
Or would that be racist if you made an Asian fake
tea? I mean, it's fair. We made the robot do it. I think it's okay if everybody does it.
Nothing to do with your ethnicity.
Nothing to do with that.
I just really like tea.
I want tea. You're the closest thing I can reprogram to making me tea.
And they killed IG-11, so you're up.
Hey. And that's kind of it. Like this like left on a cliffhanger. Episode.
How long was it? I didn't even pay attention.
It was minus the 4 minute credits and about 2 minute intro. It was about 30-35 minutes.
They've been averaging from 30 and 40. And if you a lot of times when you watch the artwork at the end, it's better than the show sometimes. Yeah. Whoever's doing that artwork, great job.
It's cool concept art, but then eventually you have to execute it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes across as fantastic, but the artwork is always awesome.
Yeah. I'd love to get a hold of some of that. Yeah.
Do they ever credit who...
Probably.
Who does that? I never make it all the way to
that
the
That requires credits. Reading.
Yeah, I don't want to read.
Yeah.
I work at a comic book shop. I don't want to read. I want to see.
I'm visual.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's... like you said, it leaves it at that. You Quill is likely dead.
Most likely dead.
The Blurg is definitely... Two of them are definitely dead.
Yeah.
They became bird food.
They got eaten.
The other one looked pretty dead with his tongue hanging out in the desert.
That's usually the indicator. If your tongue is out, you're gone.
It's a pretty good one, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're pinned down by Moff Gideon's army.
I
was going to say death troopers, but it's a complete army.
It's a small army.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Cue to IG-11 exploding.
Yeah, I'm guessing because... He didn't like him because he was a droid, so he made him stay in the ship, which might have been his best move now if IG-11 mm-hmm. comes and saves the day.
Mm-hmm. So, kind of a Han Solo rescue at the end kind of moment.
Maybe the Mandos will come in again like they did when they saved him from the bounty hunters.
Yeah, where are they? Did they get relocated?
Yeah, because he kind of screwed it over for them.
They should have saved that moment for the end, I think. That'd have been kind of cool.
So we've got to move again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really good, like you said, cliffhanger, one episode left.
Last one.
For season one. They're going to have to tie some of these loose ends up before they leave you hanging for season mm-hmm. two.
We need to figure out what this Yoda thing is.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're going to grab Yoda. The bad guys are going to grab Yoda, and they're going to take off, and season two is going to be them trying to recapture him.
Okay.
That's my thought.
I had a dumb theory that, like... In between episodes, Baby Yoda already choked out the stormtroopers, and he rides alone into the city on a little speeder bike.
They bring him back, and next thing you know, he's driving the TIE fighter by himself. Hop in.
I mean, he has some inkling of flying. He almost crashed them into Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Beginning of the episode, he almost crashed the ship.
Left him alone. Typically, don't leave a kid alone. He's flipping buttons and switches and almost crashes the Razor Crest.
See, there's a want. He needs to know how.
He's just a toddler touching everything. So yeah, we liked it. I think it was one of the better episodes of the season so far. I mean, there's only 7 of them, so it's not too much.
It's a low pay scale.
But yeah, I've liked them all. I think this is one of the top 2 for me. Mm-hmm. And Can't wait for number 8.
Yeah, the last, the season finale.
Finale? Is it finale or finale?
It's fragile, it's Italian.
So anyway, please give us a like if you like this video. Subscribe. It helps us. Honestly, it does. You know, every one of them gets us closer to 10 million subs.
Yeah, which is true.
If you hit that little bell icon right there, you'll be notified whenever we put up a new episode.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.